Guy's Seamus Brunner reveals left-wing funders such as Roy Singham behind Antifa riots. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 9, 2025. Seamus Brunner, the director of research at the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, revealed that left-wing funders such as billionaire Neville Roy Singham were behind left-wing Antifa riots and protests. During a roundtable event on Antifa with President Donald Trump, Brunner explained that he, Guy President Peter Schweitzer, and their team followed a trail of money and followed it to the top of what they called the Protest Industrial Complex, or Riot Incorporated. Brunner explained that the so-called Riot Incorporated was made up of many different divisions, and that dozens of radical organizations have received millions of dollars from Riot Incorporated. "We found a network of NGOs. It's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Roy Singham and his network, Foreign Cash," Brunner explained. "And it's also big left-wing funders. Some of them are not citizens of this country." Brunner continued to note that these left-wing funders were pouring money into this entire ecosystem. Brunner continued to share three money facts about Riot Incorporated, explaining that there were many divisions such as PR divisions, marketing divisions and even a well-funded legal division. "Number two, we have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Incorporated investors," Brunner added. "These would be the lawyer groups, these would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists." And then, three, "I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves," Brunner added. Brunner's mention of Singham comes after an investigation by the Breitbart News Foundation reported that while records from the United Kingdom confirmed that Singham resigned from ThoughtWorks Incorporated, which he founded in 1993, Chinese government records suggest otherwise. After founding ThoughtWorks Incorporated in 1993 and building the company into a software consulting powerhouse, Singham helped orchestrate its sale in October 2017 for approximately $785 million to a group of funds managed by London-based private equity firm Apax Partners. Corporate records from the United Kingdom confirm Singham's resignation from ThoughtWorks the same month, and his own LinkedIn profile says he has been retired since 2017. ThoughtWorks' English language website relegates him to its alumni section, reinforcing the image of a clean break. But Chinese government records suggest otherwise. These records list Singham as a corporate officer of ThoughtWorks' Chinese subsidiary, ThoughtWorks Beijing, as recently as June 17, 2025, and for at least as far back as 2022. These records are from the National Enterprise Credit Reporting System, NISIPS, China's corporate registry. Other documents, including trade show profile and help wanted ads, listed Singham as ThoughtWorks Beijing's official contact in 2021. The New York Post reported in June that Singham was set to be called to testify before a congressional committee regarding him funding radical anti-Israel and Marxist groups behind the Los Angeles riots. In an article written by Brunner in June, Brunner detailed how the Guy had uncovered how the official partners behind the No Kings protests backed $114.8 million since 2019 from the Arabella Advisors dark money network and how professional protest organizations use tax dollars as a force multiplier, Brunner reported. "The expected worldwide mobilization of protests against President Donald Trump this weekend will hardly be a spontaneous eruption. On the contrary, the tumult is a carefully plotted production organized by the Indivisible Project and financed by the Progress Dark Money Network managed/advised by Arabella Advisors, which has perfected the mounting of made-to-order protests. Since 2019, the Arabella Network has dumped more than $100 million into the coffers of the official No Kings protest partners, including the creator of the official protest songbook. This grassroots nationwide days of defiance targets Trump and his billionaire allies, according to organizers. The Arabella Network's biggest benefactors are the left's own billionaire heroes, including George Soros, Bill Gates, Hans-Jörg Wyss, Mark Zuckerberg, and Reid Hoffman." During the roundtable event, Brunner vowed to keep following the money, and expressed that he appreciated everything Trump was doing.